Is this from the duck lady? Yes. Okay, I know. It was put on my mic. It's a little Jesus figurine. Jesus loves you. Okay, so I'm wondering who put it, because there's also one you said, Mary said she found one in the ladies.
That was at Chi-Li. He's been in my purse ever since.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, I thought you meant tonight. Amen. Open your Bibles again to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Finally, my brethren, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always and all with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And this is the second message out of the importance of faith. As we mentioned there, as you see, it says in verse 16, above what? Above every other piece of the Christian's armor, you take the shield of faith. Because it's to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Because if God is always good and God is always right, we just don't always understand. No matter what you face, no matter what the dilemma is, no matter what the circumstance is, you can have victory. And you need to understand that it says, above all, the shield of faith, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And last week we looked at the fact that we're not talking about this. If you talked, I came from Roman Catholic background. They talk about the faith. You know, and I've read some different things about people. Yeah, okay, they have the faith. Well, faith in what? Sunday, our pastor's going to be preaching, and you know what that is? That's the death, burial, and resurrection. It's Resurrection Sunday. It's the day. Did he raise on that day? I don't know. It changes from month to month. It changes with the spring equinox and everything else involved with that, because it's Easter Sunday. And you need to realize the importance of that is the same as I don't know for sure that Jesus was born. I don't believe he wasn't. He wasn't born on December 25th. But it doesn't mean that I'm horrible if I practice Christmas. Okay? So I'm not talking about the faith being a set of steps or obedience to a certain practice or a tenet. I'm talking about personal faith. It starts with saving faith, and then it's supposed to grow from there. And you can't be saved without faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should. And we looked at different verses on salvation last week. You can't have victory over the world in your life without faith. And we looked at 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. That gives us the victory, because you can have victory. Okay, whether you want to, but you don't believe so, you won't. But if you trust in God, of reading things different. You know what the answer to every problem in my life is? Jesus Christ and His Word. Every issue I have with a problem, issue I have with a person, the answer to that is Jesus Christ and His Word. Because He must increase and I must decrease. So I don't care if it's a problem in my family. I don't care if it's a problem in my marriage. I don't care if it's a problem with my children. I don't care if it's a problem at work, in the community. I can have victory through Him. Right? What does it say about Him? If a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies will be what? At peace with Him. See, you can overcome the world. You can overcome your problems. It's getting your own insecurities and your own pride issues out of the way. And that's something I have to die daily. I have to put it down daily. Okay, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. And so you need to understand that. You can't have victory. You can't have peace with God without faith. We looked at that in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And then we finished up with, you truly can't have answered prayer, and it only comes by faith. If you lack wisdom, ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. All right? I pray, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. It's faith. And we looked at that. We looked at Matthew or James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, and Matthew 21, verse 22, and we stopped there. Tonight, I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. You know, you're saying you're separating something, okay? When I look at it, because, you know, if you're saved by faith, right? Saved by grace through faith. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Had a conversation with a Christian friend. He'd been to some Bible studies, met this group, and said that it's very loving, very gracious, save people, but they believe you've got to, you should live because Jesus lived and fulfilled the law, that we need to keep the law. Now, you need to be obedient to what God commands you. And I started giving them verses. I said, Gentile believers, when Apostle Paul had a problem, they were told to stay away from things strangled in blood. They weren't told to keep Old Testament law. When you see it transferred into the New Testament, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be obedient to that, but you're obedient by faith. The law is you do it by duty, right? You have to keep it. The Christian life is not duty. It's not performance Christianity. It's acceptance of His great love, and therefore, because as you learn more and more about His love for you, in love, you want to do what? Please Him. For Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure. I have a purpose in my life, and when I keep that first things first, I can stay out of trouble. When I let me get in the way, okay, and I get offended, then there's problems. My sisters never failed to remind me about my temper issues that I had growing up. And they said to me many times, we thank God that God did a miracle in you, but every now and then you forget to look at Him. So what I'm saying to you is, I'm talking to you or preaching to you, I'm speaking to you about the struggles we have when we don't walk by faith. It says walk by faith and not by sight. See, you're justified by faith. Look at verse 11 of chapter 3. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And this person was telling me that this group believed, they said they're very humble and they're loving, but they believe that they're closer to God when they keep those legal things because they want to be more like Christ. It was always, it was a neat thing to happen, but you realize it doesn't really carry through. Actually, we were given some. I got some just last year at one point. You know, it was a big thing in the 90s was WWJD, okay? And you could put this band on your wrist, you know, and you'd say, show it to somebody, well, what's WWJD stand for? What would Jesus do? So I'm going to do what Jesus does. I can't walk on water. Okay? And I definitely can't go 40 days and 40 nights without eating. I had to go 2 days, and that was bad enough, wasn't it, Jude? There's so many things with that. You know what that is? That was something that people would put, what would Jesus do? You know, that was used by Catholics and Presbyterians and Methodists and everybody else. They all liked it because, well, I'm trying to be more like the Savior. And the vast majority of the people who were using those bands didn't even what? Know him. Religious, but not converted. Yeah, there's a lot of Baptists who are religious and not converted, so I'm not just picking on other denominations. And I want you to understand, if you wore that, you know what the only good thing was? You could pull it hard and it'd snap and hurt. A man of sorrows acquainted with grief. Maybe you need a little pain in your life to make you think about the right things. All right? But see, you have this, it says justified. Look at verse 24 of chapter 3. Wherefore the law was our what? Schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by what? But after that faith has come, we are no longer under who? The law. It says, for we're not under the schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The minute you prayed and asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you know what you were? Baptized into Christ. It's not talking about water baptism there. It's spiritual baptism. See, you're justified by faith. Now, go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Probably almost everybody here knows what I'm going to, where the verses are and what they say. But you know what? Repetition is the key to learning. People say, how do you memorize Scripture? I quote a lot of Scripture. Okay? Use it or lose it. You swing a sword to know how to swing a sword. Okay? If you don't, you won't. And maybe your brain is so much vastly better than mine. But I'll get it filled with other things. And then you know what doesn't happen? When I want to recall it, it's not there. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Do I try memorizing verses? Yeah. But I have to use them. If I won't use them, trying to get something to go from your short-term memory to your long-term memory, and the Scriptures are not like the book, this Bible is not like any other book. Okay? Because every time I read it, I learn something new. Okay? I can remember a man who got saved, and he said, he was an older man, he got saved, and he goes, I read my Bible from cover to cover. I've got it. I know what it says. Of course, me, then I'm going, okay. What does it say in 2 Zephaniah 6? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, you ought to know there is no 2 Zephaniah 6. Okay? You know, you read some books, and then if you really like them, you read them again, and you can remember parts of it, but you don't remember the whole book. Okay? But this book is the testimony of Jesus Christ, and he's in every page. And God will speak to you through it, and you can use it to speak to others. Your testimony, if you're saved, is good, but they need to know how you got saved. And faith cometh by, and hearing by the... Okay. You know what? Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to what? As it is written, the just shall live by the law. No, the just shall live by faith. You're to live by faith. Galatians 2:20. I am what? Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not, but Christ liveth in, that the life I now live in the, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You're to live by faith. When you don't understand, obey God. Obey God. When it makes no sense. Judy and I had to learn because I've already told you I'm uber competitive. I don't like losing games and I don't like losing arguments. She does not like arguments. So she does not want to talk. And so then I talk more. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Sometimes, it's a silly saying. You know what this silly saying is? It's an old proverb of Confucius. Confucius say, better to keep mouth shut and be thought a fool than open mouth and remove all doubt. Yeah. Sometimes the best thing you can say is not what you say. Okay? And be very careful. Is faith a feeling? Is faith a feeling? Is love a feeling? Love's a choice. And you can choose to believe God or not to. In your feelings should not cause you to not do it God's way. But that's what we do so many times. My feelings got hurt. I still need to do and to walk by faith according to what God said. Because I'm not going to answer for the person who's hurt my feelings. I'm going to answer for my action, whether it was scriptural or not. That's when they can see Christ. That's when they can see Christ. Okay. Ephesians chapter 3. We'll try to go quickly. How many times you heard me say that? I'm trying not to make this a three-week message. Okay. he's a friend now, John Brigal. Okay, the new family coming to church. And he, in Sunday school, because I'm continuing the Sunday school lesson, he goes, Pastor Legault, he goes, This is the first church of It Shall Be Continued. And he wasn't pointing that only at me. I learned it from somebody. Yes. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, read verse 17 with me, would you? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the... Jesus Christ dwells in your heart by faith. Okay? If it's not by faith, it won't be of Christ. If it's not by God's word, it won't be by faith, and it won't be of Christ. Look at Galatians chapter 3. A lot of different doctrines tied up in this thing when you think about it. Paul is talking to the church at Galatia, and he says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, whose before eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the Christ in you, the hope of glory? But I will send you another comforter, and he shall abide with you forever, for he shall be in you. I was talking to a lawyer, and I mentioned, I said, do you know what an earnest payment is, the legal term? And he goes, yeah. And I says, that's what I got. He goes, what do you mean? And I says, the scriptures make it very plain. He uses it. It's the legal term. Earnest payment. It's a fancy way for us saying when you put a down payment on a piece of something that you're buying, even before you've taken full possession of it, they can't sell it to somebody else if they've received your payment until that transaction has been broken, violated, or discontinued. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is for you? He's God's earnest of your inheritance. The Holy Spirit's received by faith. Romans chapter 14, and we're going to be finished. How do you like that? Romans chapter 14. Verse 17, for context as we finish it. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God in what? Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify himself. No, it goes back to that Jesus others you. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man that eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor to anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is what? That doesn't mean he's going to hell. It means he's temporarily damned. It brings judgment. It brings, can bring sickness. I'm not saying all sickness is because of sin, but it can. Because what does it say when someone receives the cup of the Lord unworthily? Many are sick. Many sleep. Okay? But he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of. For whatsoever is not of faith is. So if you're not sure, what's the rule of God? Don't do it. If you can't support it, scripture with scripture with scripture, it's not of faith, because faith cometh by hearing. And you're here to please him. If it's not of faith, it is sin. You know why faith is so important in our lives? Because when we live by faith, in that we honor God. And when we honor God, you know what God does? He honors your faith. And all God's people said, good night and God bless.